Welcome to For You English, and now we are looking at day two. Oh, sorry, my name is Shane. I should probably tell you that.
And I'm Betty. Okay. I should also have told you that.
No, well, it was my fault. I just started rushing into today's topic because it is so exciting.
Right.
It's day two of A Bath Without Water, discovering sand bathing.
Sounds pretty fun. A bath without water.
A bath without water. You know, I noticed elephants also, pigs rolling around in mud before.
Right.
Now, this is a little bit different than sandbathing, but I thought that, you know, I looked it up and I thought maybe it has some similarities.
Okay.
And they do that in order for health reasons. It's not because pigs are just like really dirty or these other animals that are rolling around in dirt. It's not to get dirty. In fact, it is to help them survive or to for their bodies to function better.
Right.
So it's not, you know, we should keep in mind here that these are not just dirty animals.
Yeah, some of the behaviors that we they have, we think we know. Actually, we don't know that much about behaviors.
We're learning more and more.
Yeah, so today we're going to learn more about this behavior and also what are other animals that also do this. Yesterday we talked about birds.
We're talking about birds.
Right, and then birds. And today we're going to talk more about
birds and
other animals. But before we do that, 暖身问题哦，那想要问同学一个很有趣的问题 ，species 它的名词解释呢，它叫做一个物种，一个物种。那我要问同学，很多个物种的复数怎么讲呢？给同学两个句子哦，哪一个是对的？帮我看一下荧幕哦。Many endangered species are currently facing the threat of extinction. Or, many endangered species are currently facing the threat of extinction. We'll find out.
A bath without water?Discovering sand bathing. Aside from birds, many other animals take sand baths, and each species does it in its own style. For instance, chinchillas, small rodents with the thickest fur of any land animal, must never take water baths. Their fur traps moisture and can easily grow mold. Thus,They turn to fine sand to absorb oils and keep their fur fluffy, clean, and free of knots.
All right, well, let's find out, you know, besides birds and birds, like we said, I mentioned dogs, too.
Okay.
I mentioned dogs in day one.
Okay.
All right, so aside from birds, many other animals take sand baths, and each species does it in its own style.
That sounds pretty cool.
They've got their own style.
They have their own movements, like different steps.
Yeah.
Right, so that's quite fun. 那这里的话 aside from 是除了什么什么以外哦有一点比较难，那同学要把它记得，就是 besides 的意思啦。其实给大家一个例句 ，aside from singing, Mary is also very good at playing the piano. 啊，所以除了唱歌，她会唱歌，那她也会弹钢琴哦。那这里的话哈，哎 ，each species， 我们来看这个地方文法。Species 呢，它是物种单数哦。那同学，请问一下，它的复数嘞，是不是哦，字尾 s， 那我再加一个 es？ 哎，不是哦，这个字很讨厌，它单复数同形，就是单复数同形，就是、单复数长得一模。模一样，所以我刚才问大家的问题呢，大家有答案了吗？正确的讲法是 many endangered species， 没有 species， 这个不行哦 ，species。然后你的动词是复数 ，are currently facing the threat of extinction。你在写作文的时候，单数你不要把那个 s 去掉，这个时候不能去，好不好？
英文真的还蛮讨厌的。
中文应该也是吧， yeah, 不同讨厌，语言都很讨厌。
对。
Okay. Right?
Back to the article.、For instance, chinchillas, small rodents with the thickest fur of any land animal, must never take water baths.
Chinchillas.
Chinchillas, they are pretty cute, but they can never take water baths. So a chinchilla is just a small rodent with very soft, thick gray fur and a long tail. It's native to the Andes, like the Andes Mountains in South America, and often kept as a pet, actually.
Now in Taiwan, it's getting more and more popular to actually keep chinchillas.
Really?
I don't think that's a good thing. I think they belong to where they belong to.
I kind of agree with you. I think that there's certain species that are not really as domesticated as other species, and they should probably be in the wild. Although, like, for an example sentence, I said, Cynthia, who's my wife, Cynthia and I saw a cute chinchilla at the pet store, and he was actually taking a little dust bath. Like, well, it was inside something that was like dust. It was like he was just rolling around in it. And that was to keep his fur clean. Yeah.
Right. 但这里呢，刚才那个老师有介绍到，就是说 chinchilla 这个东西，其实哦，它的发音是绒鼠，可是呢，我们在宠物店看到它是叫龙猫，因为它长得很像那个龙猫，所以它叫龙猫。那它其实是这一种啮齿动物 rodent 就像老鼠啊都是啮齿动物、那它就不能做鲨鱼哦。那现在台湾越来越流行就是养龙猫，我不赞成，因为我觉得不属于，但是对，但同学可以试试，就是好好照顾他们啦。对。
So you mentioned rodent. So rodent is a type of small mammal with sharp front teeth that grow continuously and are used for gnawing or biting. This group of animals includes things like rats, mice, squirrels.
松鼠.
Yeah, you might not think a squirrel is a kind of rodent like a rat, but it is. And cute little hamsters.
仓鼠也是.
Yeah, but isn't that interesting that their teeth grow kind of like our fingernails grow? They just keep growing and growing and growing. So they have to bite in order to make them shrink.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that's pretty cute.
An example sentence might be, the squirrel is a common rodent that can be seen gathering nuts in the park.
没错 ,rodent 也是一个比较难的字哦，就是任何的那种啮齿类啊，我们都会叫他们 rodent。同学，这个字就稍微记得一下就可以了。Okay, so why can they take a water bath?
Why can't they? Yeah, their fur traps moisture and can easily grow mold.
Oh, that's bad.
That's bad. So mold is kind of like a soft, fuzzy growth that appears on old food or in damp places.
We are pretty familiar with mold in Taiwan.
Exactly. Living in Taiwan, you know what mold is.
Yeah.
Right? And damp places just means wet places. So it's usually green, black, or white. So for example, you could say we forgot the bread on the counter for a week, and now it has green mold on it.
没错，它就是这个 mold 就是霉菌。它在说，哎，为什么龙猫不能用水洗澡呢？因为其实因为它的毛很厚，所以呢，你如果让它洗澡的话，它不干，哇，它就会长霉在里面，霉。其实对人体对动物都是不好的、哦、但在台湾我觉得我们应该有点抵抗力了、
yeah.
我不知道 I'm not sure
yeah, so they can touch water, so that's why they need dust. Okay, so thus they turn to fine sand to absorb oils and keep their fur fluffy, clean, and free of knots. Yeah, so it could get kind of knotted up like a knot.
Right, 打结了
Right.
所以好、okay. 他们就会呢诶去做这个鲨鱼啊然后呢诶我们就有说鲨鱼可以干嘛可以吸油对不对所以这样他们的毛就会蓬蓬的很干净而且不容易打结它也会是有理法的观念的啦好不好 Free of something 是没有什么的比如说 This organic juice is free of any artificial sugar or flavors 哇这个果汁呢不含任何的人工糖分或香料 Free of something 不是免费哦是没有哦好的同学来看今天第一个单字很重要打一个星号 species 好喜欢考哦名词物种那很重要的是同学帮我想要去单复数同形好不好它就长这样你不要把它 s 去掉你也不要再加 es 在它后面哦这个是很容易是考试的陷阱哦好给大家一个例子哦 scientists have discovered a new species of bird in the tropical rainforest 啊，科学在热带雨林中发现一种新的鸟类物种第二个单字呢 moisture 名词水份湿气在台湾哦，同学，这个字应该要背起来。You should use a moisturizer to keep your skin from losing moisture in winter. 哎，这个例句的话，同学有兴趣可以把这个 moisturizer 写起来，就是那种保湿产品哦。冬天要用一点保湿产品，以防皮肤呢流失水分。第三个单字呢 ，knot 名词结哦，头发打结、纠结也可以叫结，所以同学可以把它记起来。The little girl cried because there were too many knots in her long hair. 小朋友哭了，因为她长发里太多打结了，然后梳的时候很痛，这样就哭了。
Elephants, on the other hand.Use sand in many more ways. They scoop sand with their trunks and spray it all over their skin, especially after a water bath. This sandy layer can block the sun, dry wet skin, and help keep biting insects away. Finally, As a well-known member of the bird family, chickens are famous for their love of sand bathing. After scratching a shallow bowl-shaped hole in the dry ground, they lie on one side and kick sand over their bodies. While the sand cleans their skin, the activity also serves a social purpose. Often, several hens bathe close together, so it becomes a shared activity to stay connected. In short, sand bathing is much more than just a messy game. These animals could not stay healthy and safe without this key habit.
All right, so we are back to the article and to yet another animal, okay? So elephants, on the other hand, use sand in many more ways.
Elephants, okay, yeah. That never occurred to me.
Yeah,
okay.
So they use it in more ways, okay? Uh-huh. So for example, what do? Okay, they scoop sand with their trunks and spray it all over their skin, especially after a water bath.
Okay.
So they actually do take water baths,
uh-huh.
But then after that, they will scoop sand with their trunk and then they spray it all over their skin.
That sounds weird.
That does sound weird, right?
Right, because you just get
yourself...
You just
got clean.
Yeah, and then you get sand all over your body. Okay.
Crazy elephants.
I'm going to translate this a little bit. We have some big words here.
Oh, big words.
那个 scoop 就是挖起来，像冰淇淋这样挖起来。然后呢，他们用干嘛？他们用橡皮哦，把那个沙子挖起来。然后干嘛呢？哎，他们刚洗完这个水哦，洗水澡哦，真的洗完澡之后，他们就开始去挖那个土。挖完土之后呢，把土撒在他们的身上。为什么要这样？
Okay, well, this sandy layer can block the sun, dry wet skin, and help keep biting insects away. So, in fact, it kind of helps them, you know, like dry the skin, block the sun. It kind of makes like a bit of a mud or something to help block the sun from, you know, getting to them and,
sunblock,
you know, and sunburning them, right?
Right.
And it keeps insects away. You know, that's great.
So, that's very useful.
So, we have a vocabulary word layer. Layer is an amount of something that covers a surface or sits between other things. So, for example, you could say it was very cold outside, so I wore a warm layer of clothing under my coat.
一层的意思啦。
Exactly.
这里他就讲说，哎，那为什么大象要这样？他就讲了几个用途嘛。比如说，有的时候，哎，来做天然的这个防晒，然后还可以干嘛呢？还可以防止呢它被虫虫咬啊。所以你可以看到，它其实是有很多功能的。All right, and are there...other animals that also do sunbathing?
Well, there's another one from the bird family.
One more?
From the bird family.
Okay.
So finally, as a well-known member of the bird family, chickens,
chickens
are famous for their love of sand bathing. So they're famous for it, right?
Okay, 他就说这个，哎，我们最后要介绍的就是呢，这个鸟类呢里面最有名的就是鸡啦，我们跟鸡最熟嘛，对不对？ Mm. 因为我们常常吃它嘛。
那 you do, I'm a vegetarian.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah, I do,
yeah.
And he doesn't.
I do not.
Yeah, he's the kindest person in the world.
Yes, in the whole world.
Okay, 他就说呢，哎，其实鸡他也很喜欢做这件事情哦，就做鲨鱼哦。Why?
Okay, after scratching a shallow bowl-shaped hole in the dry ground, they lie on one side and kick sand over their bodies.
Okay, sounds cute.
Sounds cute. That's kind of sound cute, right? So they scratch a shallow, like a bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the scratch is to use sharp claws or nails to dig, it could be to rub or make a mark on a surface.
Right.
So for example, you could say the cat began to scratch the sofa with its claws because it wanted to play.
没错，就猫咪啊抓啊 scratch 这个动作。好，他就说这个鸡其实会在地上呢抓出一个洞，然后呢就侧躺，然后开始把那个沙子呢往它身上踢哦。
好玩哦。
对啊，听起来很可爱。 Oh, okay. Well, so what does it do?
Well, the sand.
Is it for fun?
just to make me happy. Yeah. While the sand cleans their skin, the activity also serves a social purpose.
Okay, that sounds weird.
To make the other chicks and chickens say, whoa, you are so cool. Look at the way that you get that dirt all over your body.
Okay, so, yeah, so I guess it helps chickens connect.
Yeah, socially.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, 这个 social 它其实是社会的，所以呢，诶，不要觉得说，诶，他们做这个举动啊，好像没有什么意义哦，其实它有一个社会的目的。通常这个社会目的讲就是说人跟人啊，动物跟动物之间的连结哦。嗯。
Yeah, so, often several hens bathe close together, so it becomes a shared activity to stay connected.
Okay, okay, just like when we gossip.
So these are the hens though, so the female chickens, they kind of just do this as a way to bond.
Okay, so instead of gossiping, they
throw dirt all over each other, yeah.
Okay, 所以他就说那个母鸡就聚在一起啊，然后就开始像我们在聊八卦一样，他们是开始就做鲨鱼这样子，然后彼此就觉得哦感情好好，因为都一起洗澡这样。Okay, okay.
Okay, in short, sandbathing is much more than just a messy game.
Okay, we know because it serves a lot of functions.
A lot of functions, yeah. Biological functions that are really important for survival. Vital functions, one might say.
Ah, vital, 昨天学到的很重要的，跟生命相关的哦。所以简而言之哦，这个呢，不只是你觉得他们把自己弄脏的游戏哦，不是哦。嗯。
Okay, these animals could not stay healthy and safe without this key habit.
对，他就说这些动物呢，如果呢，哎，没有这个习惯的话呢，可能就没有办法很健康咯，很安全咯。那这里的话呢，同学要注意一下，负负得正哦。Could not 怎么怎么样 ，without 什么什么，就是不能够保持健康。如果没有这个习惯，也就是说要保持健康，一定要有这个习惯。大家把它记起来。好，同学，第四个单字 scoop 动词挖出来哦。那通常大家最熟就是冰淇淋啦，哈 ，scoop。The ice cream vendor scooped 3 balls of vanilla ice cream into the cone。冰淇淋摊贩呢，哎，摇了3球香草冰淇淋放到甜筒里面。再来的话 ，spray 是喷洒的意思哦。比如说 ，remember to spray some perfume on your wrist before you go to the party。哎，参加派对的时候，为了让你自己闻起来香香的，比较有礼貌啊，在手腕上面喷点香水。再来，最后一个单字。Shallow 形容词很浅的，讲水很浅，或者是人很肤浅。比如说 ，Don't worry, the river is very shallow here, so it's safe to cross。哦，不用担心哦，这个水很浅呐，要过河哦，不会溺毙呀，哈，很安全的。那同学要注意一下我们的文法哦，双重否定就是呢，不怎么样就不能怎么样，就是一定要怎么样才能怎么样哈，这有点复杂啦哈。但同学很常看到，就是比如说呢 ，No one, not, never 在前面，后面加一个 without， 就是每当怎么怎么样就一定会怎么怎么样，它是比较强烈的表达方式，比起你单纯用肯定。比如说呢，哎，我出门一定要带手机，你当然可以用肯定，可是如果你用双重否定又更强调咯， I never go out without taking my cell phone。 来，再一个哦，来，这里的话呢，他们每次见面一定会吵架。 OK, they cannot see each other without arguing。 啊，这怎么办呢？那还是不要当朋友好了。
Okay, so what, we have a discussion question for you, chat. What other animals do you think might take sand baths, and what problem could it help with? I will answer this question.
Okay, because, let me just do a little bit of reviewing.
Oh,
we talk
sure,
about
yes.
Birds.We talk about
chinchillas,
and then elephants, and then chickens.
And chickens.
All right, and what's left?
Okay, well, we have a whole kind of like type of animal called equines, which are like horses, donkeys, and zebras, right? They all kind of look the same, right?
Yeah.
You can get the picture of what kind of animal this is. They frequently roll in dirt, in dry dirt, or sand to dry off sweat and deter flies, to try to keep flies away. Like horses and donkeys take sand baths by pawing at dry ground. So to paw at something means they don't call this their hand, right?
They call this they
call that their paw. So they'll paw at the ground and then rolling on their backs and they'll shake off the excess dirt. So this acts as a natural dry shampoo. that absorbs the sweat and skin oils, while the abrasive sand helps get away some of the parasites like ticks, like we had mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. ticks, right?
皮虫啊。
Also, the layer of dust that's left behind will provide a protective barrier against things like biting flies and harsh sunlight.
没错，所以说呢，哎，马科动物哦，他们也是这样的，马科动物就是马、驴啊，然后这些都是哦，他们做这个行为呢，也都是有意义的，比如说苍蝇很多用来赶苍蝇啊，啊，比如说太阳很毒啊，他们呢，哎，身上有一点沙子哦，就不会这么毒了。 好的，不想错过更多精彩的For You English For You的内容的话呢，就赶快订阅我们的YouTube频道，还有追踪我们的Facebook。我们就下次见咯，拜拜。
拜拜。